On the phone with us now, Matt Martin, Executive Director of Social Advocates for Youth, who got some good news from the Santa Rosa City Council last night. Tell us about it.
Yeah, we sure did. The City of Santa Rosa last night voted unanimously in support of the FAY Dream Center, and it's just an honor. We're overwhelmed with the support from the City Council, and we look forward to continuing conversations in the community to build the community around the FAY Dream Center. So it was a great night last night, and we look forward to continuing doing the good work.
If, as the opponents have threatened, that this is not the last word, what does that do to your process moving forward?
Right now, we're focusing on the win from yesterday evening and what that means to SAY as an organization. And we are going back to our consultant and expert teams to discuss just that. What are the various scenarios that could play out so that we can make sure that we are ready and on the spot to address anything that may come up. But right now, we're focusing on the youth. We're focusing on the needs that exist out there and how we can make this SAY Dream Center a reality.
Why do you think this project has drawn so much opposition from the neighborhood?
Honestly, Bruce, I think it's just something that we do as people. Because I know a lot of these folks here in this neighborhood are really good people. And I think in some ways they've been mischaracterized, especially those, of course, that are opposed to the project, that they don't care, which I know that's not the truth. I know some of these folks are volunteers with other organizations, they're very community-minded. But I think what happens sometimes is when we as people are confronted with things that we don't know, or we're concerned that there's going to be a new element of folks in our community, we just don't know how to handle that sometimes. And so that sometimes can cause anxiety and fear, maybe mistrust. And I just think it's a normal human process. We understand that. We value each and every neighbor here in Bennett Valley.
So what happens next? Are you where you want to be with your fundraising? Are you close to developing remodeling plans? Where do you go from here?
We have a wonderful team of consultants and experts on this project. So I'll be sitting down with them actually tomorrow afternoon and saying, okay, where do we go from here? The exact question you just asked me. And we'll begin developing the action steps to continue bringing the Dream Center into reality. I look forward to getting back to you in the next few weeks, if you'd like, and we can chat a little bit more about what the next steps are with the Dream Center.
Are you at a point yet of having a target date for opening?
Oh, boy. You know, if everything went according to plan, we're looking at an opening somewhere in the late spring or summer of 2015.
Okay, Matt, well, thanks very much for talking with us. We'll look forward to hearing more about the project as it moves forward.
Thanks, Bruce. I look forward to the conversation, too.